Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the scripture today. Last time we left off in Micah, and we got all the way to Micah chapter 5 and verse 1. So let's dive in there. Micah chapter 5 and verse 1. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon his cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And here we have a prophecy of the Messiah coming out of Bethlehem, calls him, says about him, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And this upholds my belief that Messiah, Yahshua, Jesus, was in the Garden of Eden, that he was the great high priest who stood before Adam and Eve and made that sacrifice for him. I still contend, if there would be any who would be willing to dispute, that no one else would have been worthy to make that sacrifice, no one else except for the Messiah himself, pre-incarnate, from everlasting, from of old, out of Bethlehem, the Messiah came. Continuing here in verse 3, therefore will he give them up until the time that she with travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. The words here are a little bit, I don't know, what can we get out of them? Therefore, will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. I can't get anything concrete out of that statement. I could speculate on the meaning. Therefore, will he give them up? Is the Almighty giving up Israel? Them going into captivity, losing their nation, until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth the woman that brought forth the man-child? Yeah, I guess so. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Perhaps an indication that there was, of the children of Israel, the northern tribes, there were representatives. There you can read, if you read through the Gospels, you'll find representatives of all the tribes, that no one was really lost, that perhaps a remnant of his brethren did return to Israel at that time. I'll continue here, see what else we can find. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of Yahuwah his God. And they shall abide for now. And they shall abide for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And, that would seem to be a reference to the Messiah, who became great unto the ends of the earth and is great unto the ends of the earth. Continue, see what else we can figure out here. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. Well, I'd have to speculate far too much to give you any more details. Perhaps these were certain incidences that happened in the past, which would have been recognized by the children of Israel. I'm not really into too much speculation. As I read through, I try to place things where I can, but too much speculation is, I don't think, is too good. We'll just see what else we can find. Just read the word and take it as it comes and see what happens. And they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod, in the entrances thereof. And, of course, the land of Nimrod would be Babylon. And the waste of Babylon, well, Babylon was wasted toward the end of the 70 years desolations of Israel. So try to put it in the historical place there somewhere. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land and when he treadeth within our borders. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as dew from the Lord. Of course, now this is could be speaking of the remnant. This could be speaking of the 70 years desolations, if I have to put it historically. This was written before that time. So that would make more sense. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as dew from the Lord, and as showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Of course, talking about the lion and what the lion does. Is the lion a reference to the lion of the tribe of Judah? We could speculate that. But the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles. Yes, that happened. And it also repeated in the future, too. Because I believe that when the Messiah was on the earth after the 69th week, because the prophecy says 69 weeks unto Messiah, and he began his ministry by preaching and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he warned the people, those that would be obedient to him, would heed those warnings. When they saw certain signs, they were to flee. And they fled in obedience to the Messiah when they saw those certain signs. And they were scattered among the Gentiles, became in the midst of many people. They took the gospel to the world that way, because the destruction, the desolation that was coming upon Israel, Judea, Jerusalem, the temple, the nation, would be obliterated. And it was accomplished by 70 AD. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people. So the fulfillment for that we find twice, once during the 70 years desolations, and then a remnant came back. And then again, finally, at the 70 AD, with the complete annihilation of the nation and the scattering of the people and the being killed by the sword, and whoever was left was sold. Whoever lived through it in the land was sold into captivity as slaves by the Romans, put on the slave market. In other words, they were either killed by the sword. That's what the Messiah said. They shall kill you with the sword or sell you into slavery, basically. So he said, flee when you see these certain signs, because this is what's coming, the destruction of the temple, the city, and the nation. Completely fulfilled the words of the Messiah. Verse 9 of chapter 5 of Micah, thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots, and I will cut off the cities of thy land, and throw down all thy strongholds, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of thy midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, and will destroy the cities, and will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Well, this was all fulfilled once. During the 7 years desolation, of course, the judgment began in Israel, and then it went around about to all the nations round about, and then finally, the Heavenly Father, having used Babylon as his sword in judgment, then brought judgment against Babylon. This will be fulfilled again. He has judged nations throughout history, and there, it will finally happen when he returns for the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Messiah on the earth, coming to a neighborhood near you. That's right, in about 60 years, approximately 60 years. If you wonder where I get the 60 years, go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and look up the posting there that says, what year is it? And you can find out what year it is from the scripture itself by following that Bible study through. I challenge you to challenge me on it, to look it up and verify it for yourself, about 60 years to the seventh millennia event, where all of these, a lot of prophecy culminates and comes together. The last trump prophecy, the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then those who are alive and remain on the earth will join them. And together, it says together, the word together there. So this is a one event. There's no pre-tribulation. There's no preemptive rapture or catching up or resurrection of any sort in the scripture. That's a complete fantasy. Complete fantasy. That's right. Daniel chapter 2, the prophecy there says that the stone without hands strikes the image in the feet. Same event. That coincides with the coming of the Messiah to establish the millennial reign, the Sabbath millennia reign of Christ, where he will rule and reign. Yes, the Messiah, the Redeemer of mankind, the hope of mankind, will return and be seated in Jerusalem and rule the whole earth from there. And then finally, all the graven images, all of this stuff will be cut off. He says, I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Moving on here to chapter 6 of Micah. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and you strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I set before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 10,000s of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof has spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Heavenly Father here, bringing the accusation, the judgment against Israel, requiring them to answer for their wickedness, their deceitful ways, the deceitful weights. And they say the rich men thereof are full of violence, because by violence they steal from the poor. Satan's entire monetary system, which is now spread over the entire earth, is a cause, is an avenue for the rich to steal from the poor by the threat of violence. People are compelled by law to purchase things they do not want, because rich men pay the legislators to pass laws which require men to participate in commerce that they have no need of, neither do they desire, only there to make one rich. Men have to pay, well, they have to buy insurance now, and they're going to enforce health insurance on everyone in the nation. That's the plan. And I always tell people, yes, if you're going to violate God's law, if you're going to smoke cigarettes and do drugs and eat unclean things, or and also things which God did not create. Scripture talks about the foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who know and believe the truth. There's a lot of information in that phrase, that phraseology from the New Testament there, with our instruction about that which is sanctified, set apart by the word of God first, and prayer by those who believe and know the truth about the food which God received to be, God created to be received with thanksgiving. So we have to look in his word and find out what he did sanctify, what he did set apart. And if you don't pay attention, well, then perhaps you do need health insurance, or as they call it today, Obamacare. Doesn't matter who becomes the president. They're still going to push the same agenda, and they're going to force everyone. Yes, force is the threat of violence. And that's what the scripture here, you know, not only is overt violence, but force is the threat of violence. That's what it is. You have to have it, everybody, or the policy enforcers will stop you on the road, and they will ask you for your papers. Proof of insurance, please. Yes, and that's the threat of violence. That's why you have to have it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't want it. The inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee. So the Heavenly Father says, I'm going to make you sick by smiting you. Well, how does the Heavenly Father smite people and make them sick? Well, if you disobey his law and his commandments, he smites you with the consequences of your own disobedience. That's right. So he says, therefore, also will I smite, make thee sick in smiting thee. Have you been smited by your own disobedience, by the consequences of your own disobedience? How fitting. And really, when you think about it, how merciful of the Almighty to smite us with the consequences of our own disobedience. Perhaps we will repent. It says, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. Of course, the minor prophets here, Micah being one of them, prophesying judgment against Israel. But all of this because individuals choose to live a life in disobedience to the Almighty, to the Heavenly Father and His commandments. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border.